I say to everyone, even those who are at a difficult moment in their faith journey, or those who do not participate much in the life of the church, to those who live as if God did not exist, have no fear of the truth, and never stop your journey towards it. This was Pope Benedict XVI's call this Wednesday during his general audience held in the Apostolic Palace of Castel Gandolfo high in the Alban Hills.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
Speaking to an estimated 2,000 pilgrims who crowded the tiny courtyard, Pope Benedict XVI spoke of the importance of saints in our lives, and one in particular.
Si è stato desiderato il servizio di Sant'Agostino, who found in Christ the fullness of the truth.
On a personal note, the Pope said that he is bound in a special way to certain saints, among them Saint Joseph and Saint Benedict, after whom he's named. But in view of this weekend's feast of Saint Augustine, the Holy Father decided to dwell on the Bishop of Hippo.
May Saint Augustine and his mother, Saint Monica, accompany us by their prayers and draw us ever closer to the Lord.
His, as we know, said the Pope, was not an easy road. He thought he would encounter the truth first in a prestigious career, then in the possession of things, the voices that promised instant happiness. St. Augustine made mistakes and experienced sadness and faced setbacks, but, and this is important, highlighted Pope Benedict, he never stopped. He was never satisfied with what gave him only a glimmer of light. He was able to look deep within himself, and he realized, as he writes in his Confessions, that that truth, that God he was endeavoring to find, was more intimate to him than he himself was. St. Augustine, continued the Pope, knew in his restless search that it was not he who found the truth, but truth itself, which is God, that pursued him and found him.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, vorrei dire a tutti.
Then, in a concluding call, Pope Benedict appealed to everyone, to believers and non-believers alike, to never stop in their search for the truth.
Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Grazie per la vostra presenza. Auguri.